Hi everyone, welcome to the Psychology of Dating podcast. My name is Nadine Newkirk and I'm a clinical psychologist and dating coach. For today's episode, I want to give some tips, suggestions about how to end a date, whether it's a video date or in-person date. Before we jump into that, I want to remind you, if you have a certain dating topic or question that you'd really like to get some information on and you would like to hear it on this podcast, then I encourage you to jump to the episode show notes, click on my website link, and then go to the contacts page where you can fill out a form and you can just type out whatever question or theme or topic that you'd like to hear about. And yeah, I'd love to hear what you're struggling with at the moment or what you're curious about, and I can make an episode on that. For today, I want to talk about how to end a date. When I talk to people who I coach and also my own experience, people can sometimes stay way too long on a date, whether it's a first date, maybe it's a third date, and maybe you actually really want to go home after an hour or even the first 5 minutes of meeting someone, and you've ended up staying 6 hours. You're feeling exhausted. Maybe you're, you know, having more of a contribution to dating burnout. You might even also have the effect where it's confusing the other person because you've stayed really long on that date. They think you're really keen, and suddenly you wake up the next morning and they're messaging you straight away, and then you're feeling more pressure because you're not actually that interested. Or you might actually really be interested in that person, but you've stayed so long, maybe because you have this idea that if you stay longer in a date, then you're more likely to kind of hook someone in, and then, you know, they're more likely to want to go on a second date or another date, whatever date you're on. But there is something called the recency effect in psychology. And this is where, say, even if you've had a really fun, energetic 3-hour date, but then you've stayed that extra hour to the 4th hour, you've both kind of got really tired, run out of conversation, maybe got a little awkward. Whatever you're feeling at the end, usually that last bit, what you're feeling, is what people remember. So they remember the feeling or how they left the date, the most recent occurrence. So we want to end a date on a high. We don't want to wait till it peters out, till it feels like you know you're the last one standing at that party. You really want to end where you're feeling good and you can actually be excited to meet up again if you're still wanting to hang out with that person. The other impact that has if you don't end a date when you actually really want to is you're not honoring your own needs and to be able to do the long haul of dating. Because if you're searching for a long-term partner, it could take a week, it could take years, we don't know. And along that process, what you want to do is take care of yourself. You want to make sure that your cup is full. You want to make sure that it's you're preparing for the marathon, not a sprint, because if you just put all your energy into going on all these dates, getting dating burnout, not ending them, not honoring your needs, you're going to feel more out of control. You're probably going to feel more resentment towards other people, resentment towards dating in general, and that's where we can have this kind of stop-start effect, and you're not as likely to get the outcome that you want in the long term. So we want to make sure that you are actually putting your needs first. Why do people find it hard to end a date even if they really want to? I recommend, if this is something that you struggle with, that you go back to my podcast episode on fear of rejecting other people, part 1, because I go through a lot of topics around this and it's very similar. So some of these reasons could be a fear of hurting someone else. You don't want to offend them. You think that they want to stay longer. Maybe you don't actually value your needs and think that they're worthy. So you think, oh, I'm really tired, but, you know, I shouldn't be tired. I should just get on with it. And then you don't value actually your need for some rest and self-care. Maybe it's a lack of skill and you actually just don't know what to do, what to say to practically end it. For today's episode, I'm going to give some insight into different things you can say, different skills to be able to end a date. And as always with anything in this podcast, it's a suggestion, it's an idea. You know, take what feels helpful to you, leave what doesn't feel so helpful. You know, dating is your experience. You're the expert living in your life, and you can take and use these tools as helpful to you. Okay. When you're trying to end a date, it doesn't matter whether it's a video date or an in-person date, you want to have in your head a pre-made sentence which is short and simple about ending it. And you want to be able to practice this sentence, because sometimes people can feel a little bit awkward. You know, it might feel a bit jarring ending it if you're laughing with someone, you're on a flow, and it might kind of come out mumbled, or you might not be able to get the words out. So the more you practice, the more easier it becomes. And the more you feel confident with it, it feels, you know, the more natural it feels. And the more natural it feels, the more you can jump in confidently and not feel so anxious before doing it. So what are some ways that you could end the date? You could simply say something that you have to do later that day, later that night. So maybe you're on a video date and you've been chatting for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and you're really liking chatting to this person, but you're also aware that you've got to cook dinner, you've got to do some emails for work, and you want to get to bed so you have a good night's sleep before tomorrow begins. So you could say, hey, it was really nice chatting with you. I actually really need to go and start cooking dinner for tonight. And if you want to, you could then suggest, but I'd love to meet up another time. Only say that if you actually mean it. It's perfectly okay to end a date and not have that follow-up sentence. So if you're not wanting to see the person again, it depends how you feel. So sometimes you might feel comfortable enough to say it in the moment. And it might be something like, it's really nice meeting you. I really need to get to go to cook dinner. For me, the connection's not there enough to do another date. But yeah, it was really nice meeting you, and good luck with your search. A lot of people would find that hard to say in person, and that's okay as well. If you don't feel comfortable saying that, you could just end the date and then follow up with a text message later. So on the date, you might say something like, hey, it's been so great chatting this last half hour. I've got to run. My cat's meowing and I know she wants a little bit of attention, or whatever it is, you know, the reason that you're leaving. And then say, yeah, it was nice to meet you. And you can just leave it at that. And if the other person starts to say, oh, well, hey, do you want to meet up later? You know, I'd really like to. If you don't feel confident rejecting them in person, and by reject, it's not actually rejecting the person. You're really just saying, hey, I don't feel like we're a good match. So sometimes people find it hard to even end a date because they're like, oh, they're going to feel so hurt, I'm rejecting them. But really, you're just saying, we're not a good match. It's okay to move on. If they're kind of saying, let's meet up later, you can either let them know in person you don't want to, or if you don't feel confident, then you could be kind, be a bit more vague, buy yourself some time. So you could say, yeah, it was nice meeting you. Let me have a think about my schedule. Let me take a look. Or, yeah, sounds good. Let's be in touch. Okay, so you don't need to commit to anything, and then you can buy yourself a little bit of time, because sometimes you might not even know how you feel till you've actually ended the date. Maybe you had a sleep on it, and then you know whether it's a yes, a maybe, or a no. And if it's a no, then you can follow up with a text message. How might you do a text message? Really, again, thinking about short and sweet and honest. That how would you like to be messaged if you were in their shoes? And again, it could be saying something like, it was nice to catch up with you, you know, yesterday. For me, I don't feel the spark or the connection to continue, but I wish you the best on your search. So something along those lines, something that is put into your words and your style of messaging. If you use emojis, fine, use emojis. If you hate emojis, that's fine, don't pop them in. You can really tailor it to what feels right for you. Okay, what happens if maybe you're on a date, you're at a bar, and the person's nice, but you know that you're not really that interested, but you can tell that they're really keen and you're just not quite sure how to end it. Or maybe you're not even sure whether you want to or not. You're like, well, you know, it's not like a terribly bad date. I know I don't want to continue with this person, but do I want to stay longer? Do I not? So one strategy is to delay and buy yourself some time for some breathing space. So if the person says, hey, do you want to get another round of drinks? You could say, I actually just need to go to the bathroom. Let me think about what I want to have when I come back. You can go to the bathroom, take your time, splash your face with water, take a few slow breaths, have a think about, tune into your own body, what you feel like, whether you want to continue with the night or whether you'd prefer to go home. For some people, you might be hyper-attuned to other people's needs at the expense of your own. And it can actually be hard to even tap into, I don't know what I feel like doing. And in this situation, one strategy I like to do is think, imagine that this other person wasn't there at all, and you were just by yourself, what would you want to do? Would you be wanting to stay out, you know, mingle with people, you've got some energy, have another drink? Or maybe you're thinking, oh, I'd actually just love to go home, put on my track pants, watch that trashy TV show. Maybe you're really hungry. So really tune into what would you do if that other person wasn't there, and there you'll have your answer. The third strategy that I'd suggest is you can actually prepare for ending a date before you're even on the date. So this is make it easier for yourself to get away from a situation. If you're going into some first dates, you might actually want to set it up so it's a shorter time period already from the beginning. So for example, you don't want to book in a 3-course, 5-course meal with someone because then you're tied down to those meals coming out. I mean, you can leave, but it's just a little bit more hard or uncomfortable. So you might actually choose something that's shorter for a first date. Maybe you plan to go for a walk. Maybe you decide to do a video date. Maybe you say, I've got some plans later on, but I can meet for a drink. Or how about we meet for an hour for a coffee? So you can actually set up a shorter time frame from the very get-go. All right, everyone. I hope you took something from those tips. And as I said at the beginning of this episode, if you have any questions or topics or anything you'd like to hear about, then send me a message from my website, and I look forward to talking with you all next week.